Cliff Cheney with Accord, and this is Module 9 in a multi-part training series on the Accord Life and Annuity Standard. This module covers the data model and the party object, which is part of the data model itself. The data model is really nothing more than a container for all of the business data that two companies would like to exchange. In the standard, generally if you heard the phrase the model, generally we're talking about a complex object called OLIFE. The tag name is literally an XML tag name called OLIFE. So all of the information about the data, about the business message, is modeled under OLIFE. That's not exactly 100% true, but safe enough for most purposes. This OLIFE structure then models under it a series of objects and aggregates that describe the common structures that are used between businesses, between computers, to be able to exchange and transact any business. The concept is that the model allows us and encourages us to do reuse between messages. So if I'm doing a new business application, I would have information about my agent on it. That agent information would maybe include their name, their agent number, information about the agent. That information would be represented in a very specific way, in a very specific ordering of tags, XML tags, very specific structures and codes, basic modeling about an agent. That information is the same information I would use in an agent's application for license or appointment. So the idea is my model allows me to say an agent looks one particular way and is always looks the same way, always modeled that way in any number of messages. So it gives you a lot of reuse not only in the message itself, but of the programs that have to write those messages, the programs that need to consume those messages. You get a lot of reuse in the system. So coming down one, our ultimate container is called OLIFE. Coming down one, we have a series of what we call top-level objects. These are the highest level containers, or what we also call them primary objects, of the data under OLIFE. So if I want to explain information about a policy, I have a tag called policy, and all the information about a policy is listed under that tag, or nested under that tag, we say. So in that terminology then, my business data or the model is OLIFE. Under that I have a series of top-level objects that are all the things I'm trying to do in my message. I want to apply for insurance, so I'm probably going to have a policy in there. It has a writing agent, so I'm going to have an agent in there, that sort of thing. All those top-level objects are called primary objects, and they all share common characteristics. One of them is, under OLIFE, the primary objects repeat. All of them repeat. There is no limit on the ordering of those objects. I don't have to have a policy before an agent. I don't have to group all of my policy information together and then follow by all of my agent information. So it can all be mixed up and follow in any particular order. IDs are required on top-level objects, so my policy must have an ID, and we covered that in an earlier lesson. And top-level objects can be related. We talked about relations in an earlier session. But basically that means I can use a relation aggregate to tie together any two top-level objects. I can't tie together anything else using relation anyway, unless it's a top-level object. So those are the common characteristics of a top-level object in the model. The next slide gives you a list of the current top-level objects. Everything from a party, a holding. We'll get into the details of these in future sessions. But you can see here that we have a pretty wide gamut of the things that can be described in any particular message. This is also misleading because some of the aggregates, like party, for example, can be many different things. A party could be a trust, an organization, a person, etc., an agent, a carrier, etc. So don't be deceived by a rather limited list here of top-level objects. Speaking of party, that's our next topic. We're going to talk about some of the higher-level concepts of the party aggregate itself. So a party object, we already know from the prior slide, is a top-level object. That means, again, that it is a direct descendant of the OLIFE object, or the model. So it's part of the model, and it's a direct descendant of the OLIFE tag. We use the party object, or party aggregate, to be able to explain or describe persons, organizations, and trusts. for the most part, there's no gotchas there. It seems pretty common to think in those terms. The only thing that's a possible gotcha there is the fact that a trust is actually modeled using the party aggregate. We don't generally tend to think of a trust as being a person or an organization. It's its own entity. Nonetheless, that's where it's modeled, and you can refer to the help file for additional information along those lines. Each party object then is broken down into persons and organizations. Well, what about trust? Well, we say a trust is an organization. We model it as an organization, which really means we use the organization tag. You'll see that in the help file or in sample XML. We use the organization tag to be able to say, model the information about a trust. That's simply where we organize and categorize it. Both of those, persons or organizations, can also be subcategorized into producer, carrier, physician, pharmacy, or client. So a producer that is a person is your writing agent. A producer that is an organization, it would be an agency or a brokerage or a distributor. Physicians are the same way, where you represent physician offices or reverse the physicians, pharmacies, clients, etc., etc. Carrier is probably one of the few that doesn't make sense to be represented as a person. The party object, looking further down some of the higher level information you'll see on the party object, what do we need? We need addresses, email addresses, so physical and email, phone numbers, URLs to websites, prior names, alias names, employment information, government ID info, etc., etc. Most of this can be found by browsing quickly through the help file. Of that list, it's all pretty common fare, pretty much what you would expect. The only thing that I would highlight as a gotcha in there, a potential gotcha, is the government ID info. If I were looking for a place to model driver's license, social security number, all the different various government IDs, I might stumble upon government ID info and say this is a great collection to be able to model all my various government IDs. The only gotcha there is that through evolution, we already have a corresponding set of properties, one of them being government ID, G-O-V-T-ID, under party, that is used to model a single government ID. So basically that means if you only have one government ID, or even multiple, your first one is modeled under party directly. So look in the help file for G-O-V-T-ID, government ID, and you'll see several related properties nearby under party. The second government ID and third, fourth, fifth, how many ever have, are put in the government ID info aggregate. I only mention that because I don't want you to be misled by the slide. We're directing you to government ID info, and it really passes over those other attributes. Also, another bit of a gotcha that I see very commonly here is companies trying to exchange partial government IDs, like maybe the last four digits of a government, of your social security number, using either the government ID string or using government ID info. Again, take a look at the help module. I'm not going to go into the details here, but that's actually an incorrect usage. So what you want to look for is a tag called partial identification. It's not mentioned on this slide, but it's fairly new inductee in the last couple of years, and you'll want to use that for partial identification. On the next slide, you see a rough high-level graphic of party with the tags that we've been talking about. Hopefully by now you can transition pretty much easily between these boxes that you see here and XML tag names, and you get an idea of how a party is organized and fleshed out. Again, this diagram, even as when it was developed, was old, doesn't include everything under there, and certainly by now has evolved and grown from what you see here. So always refer to the help file if you want to understand the structure and organization of any aggregate. Another function of the party aggregate is to describe a client's various languages. On the next tag here, or the next slide here, you see that we have a client. We can specify a preferred language, an alternate language, an alternate language proficiency, etc., etc. Pretty standard fare here, nothing really to watch for. The only thing, well, one possible exception. The only note is preferred language is simply my preferred language. It's not necessarily what you might call a person's native language. If I'm in Canada and I speak both French and English, my company might want me to designate English or French as my preferred language for doing business on my website or doing business with them. But that's not necessarily my most proficient or my native language personally. Probably the largest aggregate, I haven't done a recent count, but probably the largest aggregate under party is the risk object. And the risk object is where we put all of our underwriting data about a party. So under there we'd see information about moving vehicle violations, any foreign travel. Take a look at there and you'll see just a wealth of information. Most of this is the type of information you would capture on a application for new business or form. And that's fine, but there is just a bit of a gotcha there, a bit of a potential confusion. In an application, when I submit my application and I indicate how much my smoker status or I indicate information about my risks, that's information as I know it, as I'm presenting it to the carrier. So it would be common for a carrier to model that under the risk during a what we call a 103 or an application message and model it there. However, let's say that I receive the application from, I submit an application to Allstate. Allstate takes it and I say on there, no driving violations. They get it, they do a search because of the type of insurance I'm applying for, and sure enough, they find moving violations. So what would happen is they would literally update the risk object with their updated information. So the only reason I'm bringing this up is to make sure that you don't confuse the information under risk as necessarily being the way a person answered a particular question. That my answer of no got overwritten when Allstate found out that I actually had moving violations and replaced it with a list of moving violations that they found for me. If you want to know exactly how a question is answered, that's in an area we called form instance, and this is really off topic for this presentation. The next slide, you see a snapshot of some of the higher level aggregates under the risk. You see criminal convictions, violations, financial experience, medical exams, prescription drug usage, and lifestyle activities. You get a general idea of how this information is organized and where it's structured. The next object under party, remember we're still under the party object, is the producer object. So I start with party, I tell you that the party is a person or an organization. I identify it as a producer by specifying a producer tag. That creates a producer object, and under that I have all the information about a producer. Remember, a producer can be an agent or an agency, a distributor, etc. Again, it may be individuals or organizations, and there are four principal objects under the producer itself. There's license, carrier appointment, registration, and producer agreement. Again, your usage mileage may vary. Check your help file. This may have been updated by the time you're reading this or listening to this. But that's most of these are self-explanatory. I don't think I need to go into much more detail. Looking under producer, you see, again, the general graphical organization of what we've been talking about.